have Governor Rockefeller. On the line, sir.
Hello?
Mr. President.
I just called you to tell you that I'm, as one who has to read the New York Times every morning to know what's going on, that I'm on your side in that rent fight with your mayor. And the reason is that I just sitting here, Henry just in, and we were going over some things, and I told him that, and I said, I knew what happened to France, to Paris. As you know, the reason that you've got no housing in Paris is you had ceilings too long. Now here in New York, I mean, you've got to bite that bullet, and this is a total demagoguery to go the other way, in my opinion.
Well, you're the nicest person.
Or don't you? Isn't that it? What's the matter with this fellow? Can't you get a? Why don't you get John Loeb and some of the business guys to talk to him?
Well, talking to him doesn't do any good. He's an unusual person, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
That's kind. Or really, the only thing one can do is to just go right after him.
Right.
And
that may bring him around.
This has been a fantastic session. We really have done all the tough things.
Yeah.
You know, that had to be done, cutting the budget, cutting off people who are going to cut his budget.
Mm-hmm.
And we've also taken away his power to put controls on new construction.
Right.
So that'll help on the... But it's an interesting period, and we're trying to turn things around in the state.
Good, good. Well...
On a positive basis.
Things are coming around, you think?
Well, I do.
Well, Nelson, you've got to turn around in the city.
Well, that's right, and we're moving on. I'm used to... Reading that story in the Times, he's criticizing the fact that we don't respect home rule.
I saw that. I didn't know the implications of that.
Well, I think what we're going to have to do before we get through is appoint some kind of a Seabury committee to really investigate the whole operation of the city.
You know, if you had a fellow of... Really, what you need is sort of a fellow of, if he weren't already in the other camp, a guy like Brownell or somebody to go at that, but he can't do it because he's...
Or maybe
a younger guy.
Yeah, well, what's the name of the president of the telephone company who just retired?
Capel.
Yeah, Capel.
Be great.
That's a job for you.
Absolutely great. You could, let me say that if you were to put him in, first you could count on him to come up with the right answers.
Yeah.
But second, you could also count on him to talk to you before he gave the answers to ask you whether you could wheel him politically. He's the only man to do it. As a matter of fact, I couldn't recommend more strongly you giving Fred a call and saying, look here, and the guy that worked with us later on through this whole thing, all these fellows on that commission, Roy Ashmers, were just terrific. But this Capel is the man. He's really the senior statesman in reorganization in the whole country. No question.
If I could get him.
Yeah.
And really move in with a commissioner's power of subpoena and so forth.
Right. Let me tell you, if you talk to him, you can, only if you feel it's worthwhile, you can say we were chatting and I urged it, so forth.
Wonderful.
Because he ought to do it. He ought to do it, Nelson. I think that's what's needed. And, I feel as you do. I mean, hell, I want Lindsay to succeed. Good God, we don't want New York City to go down the tube. But the way it's going to go, unless they face up to some of these things, you know, all of these problems are the result of his own,
incompetence.
Well, also pandering to certain groups too.
That's right too.
You know, he's demagoguing it.
He's always done it. He does it well.
Yeah, he sure does.
And it's not easy to.
He does it on Dick Cavett and all the other shows. It's beautiful, very effective.
That's right. There's one thing I worry a little about. We're going to have to cut his request in half for new money. He wants $880 million. We're going to give him probably around $400 million, maybe less.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to start right out cutting the uniformed services and then saying we're preventing his fight on crime.
Yeah, the police, the firemen, all that.
I wondered, in view of some of these
killings,
and so forth, the police,
if we could,
there was any possibility of getting some emergency funds
for that purpose
from Washington.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Clearly apart from some other things. I see what you mean. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'm going
to
see John Ehrlichman in a few minutes. I'll raise it with him. I don't know what the problem is. George Shultz is up to his farm this weekend, but I'll get right on it, and I'll have John call you back.
This would be marvelous.
Fine.
I just come up with sort of a gesture from you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Through the state.
Even though we couldn't, of course, we can't give a huge amount.
No,
but you know, if we could give you
really more gesture,
give them out, it'd be a hell of a gesture. It'd be very effective.
Could work out between us.
Right.
You know, and then
right.
say we were going to do this for the city to help.
And that you suggested it and so forth and so on. So I suppose the problem is scattering it around, how much is left and all that sort of thing. But we might find a way to do it directly. Let me see. I felt so strongly, as I'm sure you did, when those two policemen were murdered, particularly when you had a black and a white, you know.
That's right.
A black and an Italian, actually. That really stirred up people.
Well, frightened. That's the problem.
Yeah, and they're good people. Those police are good people in your city. You know, they aren't. There's no police very little police brutality in New York City. You know that.
There isn't enough.
That's right. Well, anyway, I'll have John call you.
Call.
Good to talk to you.
Well, this is great,
fine.
And fine. I'll follow this other
yeah.
John.
Fine. I'll talk to him first. Fine.
Great. Thank you.